The views expressed on community issues and missions are those of the participants and do not necessarily reflect the views of the board or the staff of Cumberland Valley Christian Radio.
Welcome to Community Issues and Missions. Cumberland Valley Christian Radio is proud to provide a servant's heart time where we recognize local people who are addressing issues that impact our central Pennsylvania community. People tackle the problems and do their best to take corrective actions to make our lives better.
Hello and welcome to today's program of Community Issues and Missions. I am your host, Jeremy Ross. It's great to be back with you again. And it is the first show of the new year, 2019. So it is a new set of opportunities and experiences and chances to learn something new. And to kick off the year, I have my FFA state officers here with me again. So ladies, because I have a group of two of you this time around, I'll let you two introduce yourselves again. So to start off,
my name is Abigail Yoder, and I'm serving as this year's state treasurer.
And my name is Jenna Harnish, and I'm honored to serve as this year's state president.
It is fantastic to have you both here. So as I always start the show off, Abby, recap a little bit who you are, what led you to the FFA, and then I'll go to Jenna and get to know some of your personal stories since you're the new one this week.
Awesome. So when I was younger, I was really involved in 4-H, Columbia County Livestock Club, with my market goats. And from there on, my sister was 2 years older than I was, and she was in FFA, so I always knew that I wanted to join FFA. And 5 years later, here I am still today wearing the blue jacket because I fell in love with this organization.
Mm-hmm. And Jenna?
Mm-hmm. My story kind of starts out very similar to Abby's. I was involved in 4-H, the Bradford County 4-H program, since the young age of 8. And then about in 8th grade, I got the opportunity to schedule the classes for my 9th grade year. And I saw an Intro to Ag course, and I wasn't really interested in it. But my dad, who was in FFA, who actually at the Anvil Cleona chapter here in Lebanon County, he told me, you know, give it a try. It might be fun. You can find something that you enjoy. I promise you'll love FFA. Me, thinking, you know, he's crazy, but, you know, I tried it, and then, as Abby said, 5 years later, here I am still wearing the blue jacket, and I couldn't be more happier that I listened to my dad, so.
And I was even going to ask if there was an influencing factor, you know, a specific person that mm-hmm. got you started on it, because that seems to be a recurring theme for a lot of people. There was something yeah. or someone who was the instigating factor and started you down the road. So that's cool to hear that story.
Most definitely.
So we now have come through the entire holiday season, all of that hectic and crazy time and everything that goes on. And of course, Abby, you remember talking all about our Christmas tree conversation from the previous month.
So back when I got my Christmas tree in December, I made sure that before we took it home and put it inside, it was definitely shaken out at the Christmas tree farm, saying that Kelly said that there were 30,000 bugs and insects on one Christmas tree.
Yeah, it's one of those things that you don't necessarily think about until you take some time to do some research and you're like, oh, it almost, depending on what your preference is, makes you just want to go for the artificial trees. But, yep. You know, like we said, though, we hadn't even thought about the fact that Christmas tree industry is agricultural based. And it's an easy thing to forget, but it's, you know, very interesting when you actually think about it.
Definitely.
So now we've gone through the entire holiday season. And what was interesting, you know, based on our conversation before we started recording here, is that as far as events go, December was actually relatively light, at least as far as I understand.
Yep, that's what I would say.
So what were the main things that happened during that month?
Pretty much our day-to-day was consisted of chapter visits where 6 of us, because we always go to schools in pairs, so one would always be the odd man out. We would go to schools and do a chapter visit. If you're not familiar with what a chapter visit is, it's when 2 state officers go into a school and we go into the agricultural education programs, such as the FFA class or the ag mechanics class, and we just teach things about leadership and time management and so on and so forth, and just really get to meet our members.
Yeah, and I always get to laugh about that a little bit, because no matter what other events or what is going on, it's like chapter visits are just something you can always count on to be there.
Yeah. They are always there.
That's been a learning process for me of realizing that this is something that comes up very regularly, because you've said before, you know, if a school is wanting to do a chapter visit, it's important to go to it.
Mm-hmm, most definitely.
Because that's a critical thing. Now, you had also mentioned that you also had the Bradford County Green Hand Day.
Yes, we did earlier in our little side conversation. So I'm originally from Bradford County, and each year the four FFA chapters in my county get together and host Bradford County Green Hand Day. It's for all first-year members in Bradford County FFA in the program. So we all get together, and again, we learn about teamwork and opportunities in FFA and leadership and how to like conduct yourself as a person. So the three other ladies on the team, Abby, Morgan, and Melina, they joined me up in Bradford County for the week. So not only did we hit those four schools for chapter visits, but we also got to attend that and host a large group activity for the 58 members who were in attendance. So it was really fun. I was really glad to be home, but I was also really glad to have the other girls who are from down the southern part of the state explore the more northern part of the side of Pennsylvania.
I was going to say, I bet anytime there's an event that's like in home base for any one of you, it's probably a fun way to be able to, you know, be involved in the work that you're doing, but then take it back to home base.
Definitely.
Yeah. So, of course, before I go on to the things that are coming up, one of the interesting things is that you guys are now over the halfway point of the season. So I have to ask what your thoughts are and the experiences over the past 6 months.
I think for me, looking back, time is flying. I feel like the days, some days are longer than others, and some weeks are longer than others, but when you put all those days and weeks together, it seems that time just has not stopped. So looking back, it feels like a lot of the events happened yesterday when really they were 4 months ago. So it's been a fast experience.
I would have to say that life really changes in the blink of an eye. Looking back 6 months ago, even up to the very first date of the election process and like going into the rooms and talking to the nominating committee, I still wasn't even sold on being a state officer. So, and now life changes. And as Abby says, it goes one day at a time, but those weeks and months fly by and time just escapes like through your fingertips. So it's crazy just to put those two together and then what happened 6 months later.
So since you said, you know, taking it one day at a time, do you find that that really is just a mentality that you have to develop to just think of it in terms of, okay, what is this the next thing, as opposed to thinking of everything that is coming up?
That's a very good question for me, because I am definitely the type of person who I like to plan my weeks out ahead. I like to plan my months out ahead. I like to have everything, you know, in my planner, color coordinated, organized. What am I going to do? Where am I going to do it? So definitely this experience has helped me transition to the type of person where not only can I plan things out, but I can also take things one day at a time and realize, you know, what's the next thing I have to get done.
To play it by ear.
Play it by ear. Is that your
play it by ear. Yes. Yes, this experience has helped me play it by ear more and know that sometimes, yes, you can plan it out, but sometimes you also have to take things one day at a time.
Just like today, because, you know, of course, you guys as listeners are hearing this after we've recorded it, but for this program today, it was one of those ones where the both of you were trying to get in here and just something as simple as traffic, you know, it's like the insanity and not knowing what's going to happen. Yeah, just to...
Oh, yeah. I was already running 15 minutes late to Abby's house because I hit several spots of black ice. And then with Abby.
Really?
Yes, I did. It was coming down the side of a mountain, then up another mountain. It was an adventure in Bradford County, Pennsylvania. And then Abby and I getting stuck in 81 with not a fatal accident. But
yeah. All right. So now that we're into the month of January, there are two primary events that you guys have going on, one of which is actually happening right now.
That is the Pennsylvania Farm Show, which is the largest indoor agricultural exposition.
All right. So I know you guys have some facts about this. So Abby, I can tell you're just waiting to start talking about some history and some interesting information. So go for it.
Yes. Okay, cool. So actually, the Pennsylvania Farm Show started in 1917 when hundreds of farmers and others in the agricultural industry gathered for the first statewide farm show. As the show began to increase over the years, they then began to fund and put more construction into the building, and that remodeling was held in 1931. Now, from 1931 to this day, we have now reached space for nearly 6,000 animals, 10,000 competitive exhibits, and over 3,000 commercial exhibits every year in that agricultural complex.
And so this is one of your bigger events because it lasts for such a long period of time.
So the event is starting today, and it won't end until next Saturday, the 12th.
Some fun farm show facts for you to know is there are 8,957 parking spaces. There's 60-plus staff with superior service. There's more than 1 million square feet under one gigantic roof that is spread throughout 11 halls in three arenas.
Do you find on average that you typically have, well, with that many spaces, that ends up being filled up for events such as that?
Oh, most definitely.
Yes. As I was doing some research on some farm show facts and actually found that throughout this 8-day event, or throughout the 5th to the 12th, there will be on average 585,000 visitors that will attend the farm show. And that's what holds our state the largest indoor agricultural event in the world because of all those people that come out to this event.
Okay.
And if you're familiar with the Pennsylvania Department of Agriculture building, people even overflow even parks in that parking lot area and walks under the tunnel on Cameron Street, which is pretty crazy because you would think with that many parking spaces, everybody can get a spot, but there's lots of people who want to come to the farm show.
That's what I was wondering, because, you know, the number that you gave, that's a lot of parking spaces, but I know sometimes with events like these, even that's still not quite enough. Mm-hmm. So historically, it still ends up overflowing, even with that many spots.
Oh, yeah. Get there early to get a spot.
And speaking of getting to the show early, one of the interesting things that we were talking about is how you're actually at the farm show before, you know, these past few days just before this conversation that we're having now, you've been there, but you weren't really focused on preparing for this particular event.
Correct. We were actually getting ready and setting up for our midwinter convention, the 90th.
So segue into the second big event of this next upcoming month.
Yes. So we actually, Jenna and I, have been in the area since the 2nd and here in Harrisburg, and we are preparing for our midwinter convention. We are preparing Keystone degrees that we are going to give out to our juniors and seniors. We have prepared blue jackets that we're going to give out to our freshmen, and we are just rehearsing for our convention coming up here on Monday the 7th.
Oh, wow. So it's actually really close. I didn't realize how close that was.
2 days away.
The timing of this show seems to be perfect because it's right in the middle of these events, just exactly as they're happening. So for you listeners, if you're curious and interested about these things, you can check them out. Mm-hmm. All right. So those are some of the big events that are literally happening right now as we speak. So for the both of you, now that we're into the second half of the season, what are some of the big things, even further down the road, just with the second half of the year, what are some of the things you're looking most forward to?
Well, just being able to experience this year, I've learned that where I'm from and where Jenna's from and where all of our officers are from, where we're sitting here right now, Pennsylvania is a very unique and diverse state. And it was really awesome to be able to, in the fall of 2018, take a business and industry tour around our state and really see how agriculture influences Pennsylvania. And actually, at the end of April this year, 2019, we get to take another week-long business and industry tour visit, and we'll travel all throughout the state in 5 days and get to talk to different industries, representatives, and really make connections with Pennsylvania agriculture and how it affects the FFA and our members.
One thing I'm really, really looking forward to, and it's kind of bittersweet because it means that all of our chapter visits are over with, but I'm looking forward to a thing we call banquet season. Each one of these chapters hosts their end of the year banquets where they hand out awards, you know, give speeches, talk about the creed and some of their favorite memories throughout the year for FFA. And they invite the state officers back who came to visit them in the original chapter visit. So we get to come back, have some really good food, you know, maybe speak a little bit, but reconnect with those members that we met way back in September, October, November. And we get to, you know, wrap up our year in May, June time with them.
Now, like the chapter visits, are those banquets kind of like spaced out, interspersed at different times, like closer to the end of the year, or are there more set times that they tend to happen?
Banquets kind of are up in the air. It just depends. Some of them start as early as March, and then some of them end as late as June. It kind of just depends like what time, like some banquets are considered half-year banquets, you know, recapping so far what's already happened and what will happen. And then obviously your ones in June are wrapping up the whole entire year.
Okay, so it's kind of up to the individual locations as to when they want to actually hold it.
Yes.
Okay, very interesting. Wow, it's been fantastic having you both here as we begin a new year for the FFA. So were there any last-minute thoughts you guys wanted to say before we finished up for the day?
I just wanted to leave off the note hoping everybody had a very Merry Christmas and a Happy Holidays, and hopefully everybody also had a very good New Year.
And thank you all for listening today. I actually will not be back next episode. You will have Jenna and a new teammate that you get to meet. So thank you all for listening today.
Yes, thank you. Have a great day.
All right. Well, with that, this has been Community Issues for this first program of the year. I am Jeremy Ross, and I've been here with Jenna Harnish, who is the FFA state president for this year, and Abby Yoder, who is the treasurer. I hope you all have a wonderful month up until our next FFA program. Until then, we'll see you later.
Well, we thank you for listening today. Please pray for these people as they address the issues and mission efforts for all of us. We'll talk to you again next week.